Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Cleanth Brooks. Now Cleanth Brooks was an American teacher and critic who is famous in the area of New Criticism. And what does New Criticism stress? It stresses close reading and structural analysis of literature. And Cleanth Brooks, along with the critic Robert Penn Warren, founded the journal called the Southern Review. Okay, the Southern Review. And this journal is famous for advancing the arguments of New Criticism. And owing to the works of Cleanth Brooks and other theoreticians in the field of New Criticism, the ideas of New Criticism became very popular in America, or to be more precise, in the United States of America. And there are two important works which Cleanth Brooks has written. One is The Well-Wrought Urn, Studies in the Structure of Poetry. Okay, The Well-Wrought Urn, Studies in the Structure of Poetry, and this came out in 1947. The other book is, critical book, is called Modern Poetry and the Tradition. Okay, Modern Poetry and the Tradition, which came out in 1939. And Cleanth Brooks is particularly famous for these two critical works. Along with this, he has also written extensively on the writer William Faulkner. And when you read American literature, William Faulkner is famous for the fictitious place called Yoknapatawpa. Okay, Yoknapatawpa. And this is something which you read in American literature. And Cleanth Brooks has written extensively on the works of William Faulkner. So, from an exam point of view, you should remember key points. First, he co-founded the journal called The Southern Review. Second, he is the one who wrote the work, The Well-Wrought Urn, Studies in the Structure of Poetry. And remember that he is famous for revolutionizing the teaching of poetry in American higher education. And in his critical works, he emphasizes the centrality of ambiguity and paradox as a way of understanding poetry.